What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Dream a Little, the podcast that's all about helping you feel confident about your kinks so you can share it with your significant other. Today, we have a very special guest. Her name's Hilly. I found her on Instagram, and after we were chatting for a while, I discovered she converted her vanilla husband into the ABDL world. So I knew I had to have her on the show and pick her brain. And I'm so glad I did. It was so much fun. This episode is so important because I think sometimes as ABDLs, we get discouraged if we are kind of on the verge of opening up to our partner and we overhear them saying that they think ABDLs are weird or creepy or saying something like they would never try something like that and they just don't get it. But what I've learned through my own personal experience with converting my boyfriend to the kinky side and also speaking with a bunch of people who have done the same thing, you learn that sometimes no actually means not right now. Sometimes it just takes a little bit of curiosity and a lot of courage to just ask your partner, you know, why they think these negative things about this kink. And sometimes you'll find there's really no logical reason as to why people hate on this kink other than it's just like an easy target because it's kind of silly and out there. Sure, your partner might not love your kink. Heck, they might not even like it, but that doesn't mean that they don't love you and they want to make you happy. So don't get down if your partner has dropped hints about thinking ABDL is weird. There is a way to redeem yourself, come back, make it sound appealing, and you're going to find out how to do that in this episode with Hilly. If you haven't already opened up to your significant other about your kink, don't stress because I know it's one of the most difficult things to do. That's why I created this 6-step guidebook to sharing your kinks. You can get it for free by going to thelittlelounge.com/99. And as always, I will link to that in the show notes. Okay, let's get started. What's up, Hilly? Hey, thank you so much for coming on Dream a Little. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Enjoying the sunshine today. Thank you, and thank you for having me.
Yes, of course. Oh my gosh, I'm enjoying it too, except for it's really, really hot in SoCal right now, and I'm freezing I'm sweating my balls off. It's kind of uncomfortable. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself? Like, what do you identify as within the community?
Absolutely. So I identify as a little. I have been into DDLG and ABDL for a very long time. I sometimes do a bit of pet play as like a kitty, but mostly just a little. I've thought about perhaps being like a switch or getting into the switchier side of things, but maybe someday.
Okay, cool. So you're a little bit curious about the other side, but you haven't had a chance to explore it yet.
Exactly. Definitely.
That's cool. So how long have you been curious about being a little? Has it been since your childhood or is it a recent development?
Actually, yeah, it has been since my childhood. This is like the common story, but I started stealing diapers from my little brother when he was 3. I was 6. And I don't know, I just felt so secure and so safe. And I thought it was weird, but I thought it was a phase. And then I hit puberty and it kind of popped up again. And I just noticed I had an attraction for them. So I was like, this is a little strange. And when I was able to drive and go to the store myself, I got a pack of pull-ups and I just kind of fell in love. And it's just been a part of my life on and off since then.
Hey, out of curiosity, are you the oldest? Are you the firstborn in your family?
I'm actually the middle. I'm the only girl though.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Because I had this theory that like most ABDLs were firstborns like me, but I guess that just disproved it.
Okay. I'm sorry.
But I think maybe having younger siblings kind of adds to it because you have like the different, like the diapers around and things like that. Maybe, you know,
who knows? Definitely. Because I wouldn't have been able to explore it at such a young age without having those resources. So definitely. Yeah,
totally. Just having the curiosity about it. Have you told anyone of your friends or does your family know? Like, how open are you about this side of yourself?
Painfully open. It wasn't quite my choice. So how all of that happened was, you know, like I said, I've been into it for a very long time. So I made an Instagram because I was like really wanting to connect with other people. And I've had it for like a year and a half, I think. And of course, like a month after I had it, my little brother happens to find it. And my whole family found out. Like my parents called me and they were like, why are you posting pictures of yourself online in diapers? And like, they thought I was like the only person in the world who did it. And it was just terrible. But now like, they're really cool about it. So it's been a really big transformation with them because especially my mother, she's just like, you know, do what you do, do what makes you happy and live your life. And, you know, the boys in my family are just like, we don't want to know about it. So that's awesome.
Oh my gosh. Okay, wait. Yeah. When it first happened though, like you had to have been, I would have been at least panicking. Like, oh gosh, this is the last thing I wanted to happen, right?
I was mortified, like to say the least, you know?
Yeah. So what did you say? Like, did they call you out on this too? Or did you just know that they knew and there was like this unspoken thing going on?
Oh no, they like blatantly called me out. I live in a different city and they called me on the phone and they were like, what are you doing with your life? Where do we go? And it was an awkward conversation to have with your father as like a 24-year-old woman. So
yes. What did you say? Like, how do you handle that? God, I wouldn't even know.
I can't even remember. I was just so embarrassed. I think I just hung up and I remember calling my mom back.
Were they a little bit angry or were they concerned? Like, where do you think like that emotion was coming from?
Oh, they were definitely, my dad, his concern was very much for my future, for, you know, what you put online will haunt you forever. And he's very, very protective of that. And then they were also a little disturbed, I think.
Yeah. Well, they'd probably never seen or heard of anything like this before.
Oh, no. My parents are, you know, my dad was, he's born in 1950, raised in the South, very, very conservative and old school. And my mom was raised as a Mormon and they've never heard of a kink, let alone that, you know? So DDLG is like a foreign world. But now that my mom's realized that there's so many other people that are into it, she's supportive. She really is.
Seems like she did a little bit of research on the community then.
She's good about that. I got to give her credit. She did. She looked into it for me and she was like, oh, okay. Because, you know, she was like, this doesn't seem like it's harmful. And I was like, it's not. So yes. It worked out really well. And as far as my friends go, I have a small circle of friends and most of them know. And we just like don't talk about it, but they're supportive.
So you've told them at one point or another? Oh, okay. You've just kind of casually mentioned it.
Yeah, what I'll do is I'll pick them off one by one. So I'll take, you know, one of them out to the beach or something like that. And I'll be like, you know, we'll be in the middle of a long conversation and, you know, I'll bring up sex somehow and just kind of casually slip my kink in there. And they're always usually very accepting of it. But I've also had people go the opposite way. I actually lost a job because some of my coworkers found my Instagram and I've had it go both ways. There's just, it's a mixed bag. Coming out with this, it really is.
Wow, that's pretty crazy that you lost a job over it. I can't believe people are so closed-minded. Is that even actually legal to like fire someone because of that?
It is actually not. It is illegal, but the state I live in is like it's federally illegal, I believe. But the state I live in is a right to work state, so they can kind of like fire you just for looking at somebody wrong.
Oh gosh.
I know. It's really scary. And I had been with them for a year and a half and I really loved my work there. I mean, it was just waitressing, but I loved what I did. And yeah, they just cut me loose because they just were like so freaked out by my Instagram. But, you know, everything happens for a reason, but that stung definitely.
So after going through all of those different situations, did this change the way that you felt about yourself or did it like affect, you know, did it make you want to close down your account at any point or were you just like, this isn't about me, it's about them?
That's a tough question. I did go on private for a while, but I eventually came to the realization that it was about them because this is something that I truly feel I have just, it's been a part of my identity forever. And, you know, I don't feel like I should have to change myself to have a job. Like, it has nothing to do with how I worked. I was a very, very good employee. They always said so until they saw that. They were just like, we can't have you here. So it was their own fear and their own bias that, you know, drove me away. So, or made me not be able to come back. So I just kind of like got over it. And I was like, you know what? This is their own thing.
That's wow. I am really impressed by that. I've never had the courage to kind of put myself out there because, you know, it's scary to be potentially judged by people that you know or people who have hired you, you know, like I feel like I'm not strong enough to handle something like that.
Oh my gosh. No, I completely understand. I think it's a bit because I'm in recovery for some hard stuff as well. And I am used to being judged and I learned how to, you know, deal with it a while ago. And it's not a matter of strength. It's just, it is what it is. And I just don't have the energy to hide myself from the world.
That's awesome. That's a great outlook to have. So how has this kink affected your relationships in your life? Like starting from when you were growing up and you were first dating, were you just as open with people, were your boyfriends or your girlfriends or anything like that?
No. Oh my gosh, no. So back when I was like in high school, I didn't know. Okay, my very first relationship ever was over the phone. And that's kind of when I started calling him daddy and he would call me baby and I'd get so turned on by it, blah, 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 you know. And that's when I discovered that I was into that. And that really, it was like, that was our relationship for 3 years over the phone. And I dumped him because I met somebody in real life. And I was like, I've got to get this. It was somebody I was very into. And we dated for a long time and I was in high school and I never mentioned anything about it. I would just kind of like be a closet little at home and just like wear diapers to bed when I was like not staying at his house. Because I didn't know about DDLG in the community yet. Like, I didn't know that it was normal. I thought I was really weird. So, and I just didn't really, I would call them daddy, but that was it. But it's definitely affected my current relationship the most in a positive manner. But on the flip side of that, it has definitely affected a lot of my previous relationships in a negative manner because I was actually trying to like suppress my little side, which is apparently important because like it was affecting my mental health, not being myself.
Yeah. And the stress that it can cause. I know when I was in my previous relationship for like almost 4 years and the guy didn't know. And, you know, just trying to hide that, such a big part of you from them, and trying to order things in secret and stressing about like, oh crap, did I put that away? Or am I going to like get caught? Like, you know, it's just, it can be so right. Stressful.
It's almost like living with your parents again. Like,
yeah.
Like, what's the point? So it's just so good to have, it's really, actually DDLG honestly has taught me a lot about honesty and stuff like that in terms of my relationship. Because when I first met my husband, now I keep wanting to say boyfriend because it all makes it fast, but it's crazy. But he really, the first time I called him daddy, we had been dating for about 2 months and I called him daddy and he was like, oh God, you're not one of those people who wears diapers, are you?
Oh my gosh. No, he did not say that. No way.
Yeah. He legitimately said that. And I was like, well,
funny you say that because
that was terrifying.
How did you respond?
I don't think I didn't come out then because like I was like about to, you know, but like I didn't have the courage after that. I did ask him though. I was like, well, what's so wrong with it? And he was like, I don't know, I guess nothing. And I was like, well, then what's up? And he explained to me kind of like a, I don't want to say traumatic, but like a weird experience that he had with an ABDL friend that he didn't know was ABDL in high school. And he like walked in on him in like a messy diaper and he just like got like freaked out by it. And I can understand
what?
Like, yeah, yeah, like
that actually happened to him.
Yeah, so I was like, I should be understanding because I would be a little disturbed, I guess, if I walked in on my friend like that, you know?
Yeah, I mean, if you, especially if you didn't have that kink or know it was even a thing.
Yeah, he didn't know it existed. He's really open-minded. He's really open-minded, but it scared him because he didn't know it was a thing, so.
Oh my gosh. Has that guy never heard of having a lock on his door?
Right? Like, and it's like, dude, you invited your friends over. Like, how'd you forget? I think you know, wanted people to see him. So, like, I know how that is, too. Like, I've been there. I've wanted to, you know, like, call the pizza guy, like. But anyways.
Oh, that's on another topic right there.
Right? I'm not even going to get started there.
I really like your strategy of asking him and, like, just seeing, like, well, what do you think is so wrong about it? You know, just seeing, like, because everyone has their reasons. And sometimes they don't even know what those reasons are, except for they think that they should think that way, right?
Yeah, we're conditioned to think that way, you know, and to think that, oh, like, that's wrong. Like, that's disturbing. That's not right. Like, if it's different, it's bad. And I got really lucky because after I kind of like felt him out, you know, to see like what the issue was, I eventually through Instagram, I exposed him to the community and stuff like that. And he was like, oh, well, so there's other people doing this and it's an actual thing. And he really came around, you know?
Okay. Yes. And I love that too, because when I first opened up to my boyfriend, one huge thing that helped was showing him my Tumblr and showing him like, hey, other people are doing this. So it was like social proof that like it wasn't just those people that you see featured on like Jerry Springer and stuff like that. Yes. Like the extreme cases. It's actually people who are, you know, attractive, normal, have normal jobs, and they're responsible adults, but they just do it for fun, right?
Yeah, it's a release. I actually, through Instagram, well, I made a FetLife that I never used, but through that, I met a friend, and she's just a normal college girl, and she lives like 5 minutes down the road, but now we get to get together and like have play dates, and she's like my little sister, and I forged a new relationship, a beautiful new friendship out of it, a few of them, and then my own relationship with my husband has been like so enhanced with it. Like, it's really beautiful because it creates such bonding and trust.
Yes, 100%. Okay, so how did you actually explain, like, okay, wait, no, wait, this is actually something that I want to try? Like, how did you recircle that conversation back to admitting it was something you liked?
I basically told him, I was just very direct with him because I have had to, like, be direct about like worse things. So I was just like, it's sad, but true. I was just like, look, this is something I've been into for a really long time. And I really am into it. And it's something I'm going to be into. And I basically told him, like, you can be a part of it with me, or I'm going to do it separately, like alone, like without you. And it's just going to be a thing I do. And he wanted to be involved. And we started with pull-ups because diapers were too infantile and, like, you know, stuff like that. So we started with pull-ups and just kind of graduated up. And I compromised a lot with him because he was doing something to get out of his comfort zone, like for my pleasure and to take care of me. And in any relationship, compromise is so important, but especially in a BDSM or DDLG relationship, like, it's a very big deal. So. Yeah. I got lucky.
Definitely. Love that the way you phrased it with such confidence. You didn't ask him for his permission or ask him for his acceptance. You know, you're like, look, this is what I like. I'm going to do it. You can come with me and you could try it, or you can just not be a part of it. And I think that's the best way to phrase it, instead of like, you know, if you are seeking like someone's permission to do it, it kind of makes it seem, I don't know. You know what? Do you know what I mean? Like,
No, it makes it seem like it's an option and like it's something you can turn on and off. And at least for me, I know it's like a deep burning desire that I have like way down in me. I don't know, a coping skill or what, but it's something that I really believe I was genuinely born with. So it makes it seem like there's a switch that you can flip on and off if you ask somebody like, hey, is this okay with you? Like,
yeah, Yeah. And I feel like it is perfectly acceptable and reasonable to tell someone, look, I'm going to do this in my own when I'm alone. So like it doesn't affect you and it won't affect you. But this is something that I really enjoy that makes me happy.
Exactly.
And you also invited him too to be a part of it.
I gave him the options, you know, and like I'm really like still proud of him because he's just like really gotten out of his comfort zone and he's become just like an amazing caregiver. Just it's ridiculous because I never would have thought the guy who said, "Oh God, please tell me you don't wear a diaper," would be like, you know, so into taking care of me. But it's just like it's really awesome. Like I say that so much, but I can't help it. It's been such a scary thing to come out with to everybody. And I feel like I'm at a place now where like it's okay. And like my life is like stable with everybody. And like my kink isn't causing any more chaos. And it's really good.
That probably feels so liberating.
Yeah, it's different. It's really different. And it does. I feel like a totally new person. Like I feel free and I feel I've gained so much confidence because of it. I really have.
When you first started role playing with your husband, was it everything you were hoping for or did it take some kind of explaining on like you kind of coaching him through it?
It took a little coaching, but I'm really shy and I had a hard time like telling him because, you know, I'm very submissive. So I had a hard time telling him what I wanted. So yeah. What I would do is actually like pull up like stories or articles or like, you know, thing like even like little memes, like kind of like about how I wanted to be treated. And I would show that to him so that he kind of had like something else to like base what I wanted off of, you know, because I wasn't able to like, that's one thing that I still can't do is be like, this is what I want. And you better give it to me that way. Like,
you know, it's easier to show rather than tell, right?
Right. Exactly.
Even though you're so out, like in every sense of the term, it's funny to hear you say like you still have a hard time talking about it. But I think that's so relatable too, because it's still awkward to kind of request certain things.
Yeah, like, hey, will you powder my butt and take this up for me? Like, it's just weird. And even though it's so normal to me, it's still weird just because, like, you know, we're all still conditioned, even us littles and bigs and doms and daddies and mommies and whoever, like, we've all been conditioned a little bit by society to think that we're weird or we're abnormal or we're not okay when that's, like, completely not true. But it's still hard to, like, break through that and just like every aspect, you know?
Yeah, totally. So we're running out of time here, but I wish I could stay on longer with you. But before we go, I just wanted to kind of see like how have things evolved now in your relationship? Has he totally adjusted to the role? Are there times when he initiates things without you asking for them?
Oh, yes. He's really, really, really adjusted. And I mean, it depends on the day. You know, we have our days and our weeks where we don't get to role play or don't because of whatever emotional reason. But he has usually, like, he's been very good about suggesting it or getting me into that headspace or just, like, trying to help me relax so that I can get there. And it's just the transformation is, like, he's always been a caretaker, but I think he enjoys it as well because I think he likes to feel like needed and wanted, and as who doesn't, you know?
I know, of course. Yeah, totally. Well, Hilly, thank you so much for coming on the show. I had such a great time chatting with you, and thank you for sharing a little bit about yourself.
Oh my gosh, no, I had a lot of fun too, and I'm sorry I'm all over the place.
No, you did great. It was awesome.
Yay.
All right, awesome. Well, let's definitely stay in touch.
I would love that, like for real. I would absolutely love that. You're so much fun.
Yes. So how can people find more about you? What's your Instagram?
Oh, my Instagram, it's Princess Blazy Rose.
Princess Blazy yep. Rose. And I will link to that in the show notes so people can find your Instagram.
Awesome. Sweet. I seriously had so much fun. Thank you so much for having me on.
No, thank you. I'll talk to you soon, okay?
Okay, awesome.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.